Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. Today, the family will be talking about how in the body of Christ, there are many different expressions and ways of fulfilling God's will. How are we to know the things that God is speaking to us and not be divided from our brother that is doing something different? We know that we must not use our carnal minds to try to discern what God is speaking, and that it is only by the Spirit of God within us that we can see what He is doing in each person. It's by His Spirit within us that we all contribute to the family so that His family is complete.
So very important that we don't try to figure things out with our human thinking. Our human brains are not meant to discern the Spirit of God in understanding. God's Spirit in us that interprets or brings us into the truth of what God is speaking. When we get hit with something that we don't understand, and we just say, Lord, I don't get this. I don't understand this. So I'm simply going to put this on this shelf for you to interpret to my spirit. In other words, don't trust your human thinking. The minute you rely on human thinking, and then it causes dissension or it causes us to divide, you've allowed the enemy to come in and divide. You may think, I may not agree with everything. That's fine. Put it on the shelf. Let the Lord show you what it is by the Spirit, not by your thinking. Your thinking is enmity. It can never please the Lord. Our human thinking doesn't work. It has to come by the Spirit. If anything is coming in to divide us, right away, put that information right up there on the shelf and say, Lord, you show me.
And we forget about the disciples, 3.5 years with the Lord, and how much they were hearing His word with their brains, not with their hearts. And as a result, they had this picture, this false picture, taking over Jerusalem and envisioning Him casting out the Romans. When He's on the cross, that thing went poof. Didn't exist anymore. And they were devastated. They were crushed. It had to happen that way because the Lord was giving them the tool that leads us to all truth, and that was the Holy Spirit. When they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, now they have available to them the ability to rise up in the Spirit, tap into the Holy Spirit, and see the truth, not the lies and deceptions and things that come through the brain.
If you don't stay in the Spirit, we start looking on a human level, and it says in Galatians 5, if you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you'll be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not ratify the desires of the flesh. We've got to come to know that we are all brothers. It's a spirit realm we're fighting, and we've got to be careful and watch ourselves that we don't bite and devour.
If you're led by the Spirit of God, you're a son of God, and that's the way we should be led by the Spirit. Let the Lord show you, because that is where the Lord is going to reveal to you by the Spirit exactly what's going on.
Lord, I am not smart enough. I'm not discerning enough to be able to see the false from the true, but you can show me.
I think it's very important if we don't understand something, it's a question in our own spirits about whether it's the leading of the Lord or not, put it on that shelf. Let the Lord reveal it to you. We don't have the capability on a human level to do anything that's going to contribute. We have to draw that from the Lord. We have to have that from His Spirit in us. And we turn to Him and say, Lord, you lead us. You give us the direction. You show us. Then we're not relying on our human thinking. And believe me, That is a key, because there are many different functions and many different ways of doing the will of God. And we're not always going to be doing the same thing. We're being led by the Spirit to do what we're doing.
And the challenge still, I think, is the battle between the soul and the spirit. In the soul flesh, it's all about me. I have to be heard. I have to be satisfied. I have to be blessed. The challenge is always, am I going to believe my soul flesh or am I going to believe my spirit?
Critical times call for being led by the Spirit and not by being convinced in your mind.
Yeah.
It will always be confusing. You'll wonder, is this right or is it wrong? The Spirit always brings the truth without exception. I tell you, it's critical that we hear what God's speaking right now and follow the leading of the Spirit. We're not all going to be doing the same thing. We're going to be different. This is the Lord speaking to us about the different paths the different people will be walking on. That doesn't make them less, and it doesn't make them not a part.
We have to keep our spirits right before the Lord. And in doing that, when we come across people that not doing the things that we think that they should be doing, that we take it and hold it before the Lord, not to look at things in my flesh, with my mind, and think, that's not right. That's not right. But go to the Lord, and you show me how to respond to them. You give me the love. You give me the faith. You give me the strength to minister to them your presence, because they're to be a functioning part of us.
Each part supplies something different, something that's necessary. You have no idea how important that really is. It adds to the whole. In fact, the word says that even more importance is put on that one part that lacks. That's an emphasis on the fact that we're all important.
So important that each one of us may say, what I have isn't important. It is so important. It just ministers life. And that's how our oneness comes. We minister life and loose the Christ in each other.
To summarize today's podcast, we have talked about how today God's family has many expressions and ways of accomplishing God's will. It's by His Spirit and not by our carnal mind that we know the things of God. He has put His Holy Spirit within us so that we might all flow together in His oneness and know what He is doing and speaking in each member of His family.
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live behind the veil.